the end of the world in space-time. Seek not outside yourself. Seek not outside yourself, for it will fail, and you will weep each time an idol falls. Heaven cannot be found where it is not, and there can be no peace except there. Each idol that you worship when God calls will never answer in his place. There is no other answer that you can substitute and find the happiness his answer brings. Listen, seek not outside yourself, for all your pain comes simply from a futile search for what you want, insisting where it must be found. Look with me, what if it's not there? Do you prefer that you be right or happy? Be you glad that you are told where happiness abides and seek no longer elsewhere. Why? You're going to fail. But it is given you to know the truth and not to seek for it outside of yourself. Listen, no one who comes here must still have some hope, some lingering illusion, or some dream that there is something outside of himself that will bring happiness and peace to him. Look with me. If everything is in him, this cannot be so. And therefore, by his coming, he denies the truth about himself and seeks for something more than everything, as if a part of it were separated off and found where all the rest of it is not. Look, this is the purpose he bestows upon the body, that it seeks for what he lacks and gives him what would make himself complete. And thus he wanders aimlessly about in search of something that he cannot find because it's simply not there. One more sentence. The lingering illusion will impel him to seek out a thousand idols and to seek beyond them for a thousand more. And each one will fail him, all except one. Why? Because he'll die or eliminate himself to prove that he was successful. And he does not understand that the idol that he was seeking was only his own death in his attempt to determine the idea that his own annihilation was possible. And here I am for another 57 minutes, and the idea of your newfound capacity to identify yourself in ratios of correspondence of light that are giving you new reflection about what you want to be in this correspondent. A reminder for those of you who just tune in, we're dealing with the entirety of the idea of our certainty within the fabric of the reasonableness of what we're teaching, that all of space-time is actually going on right here and now. Thank you. And the newfound illumination of our mind together in the idea that we have systematically began to view ourselves in no particulars of what we want to be, have increased the power of our mind of light, which is the simple utilization of the power of God in the idea of the relinquishment of the necessity to objectify ourselves in ideas that in truth we really do not want to be. Those of you who were new to the idea of the impossibility of the metamorphosis of the species, the determination that Homo sapien would and did have an experience of an illumination of the containment of a new idea of space and time that increase the evidence of the elimination of the objectivity of time that previously condemned him to a continuing, erratic definition of solutions that he found within his own mind have led him to the practice of this course, that we can recognize each other, just as I just recognized you. Did you recognize me? Query. How do we know that we know each other? Shall I tell you why in the practice of this course? Everything is in my mind. If I'm determined to see, I'm going to somewhere have to make an admission that the figures that represent what I think are my body form are only contained within my own mind. Is all right with you? See how easy maybe love was at that moment? So that the reflection of light that we begin to experience in the healing procedure of this old body that you identify as Master Teacher actually returned to you about 67 minutes ago in that first hour when we talked about time, and the immediacy of the availability that time itself is an invention of conceptual mind. And since the solution to the idea of the speed of light, this 186,000 miles a second that you employ to define a reflection of a substitute that you see in the idea of separation, have disallowed you to communicate directly in space-time using the power of light that we now begin to share within this continuum. Now, occupancy with the idea of solution will always transcend conceptual ideas about yourself. As disturbing as this may be to you, human being, conceptual mind, I have absolutely no concern about how you individually are organizing yourself in the particulars of what you want to see in the invention of your own idea that your body form, in the illusionary nature of what you think you are in this formulation, can give you any true gratification of the power of love that I hope we're feeling for each other right now, very simply because I'm holding the conflict in my own mind. Look with me. In my illumination of mind, there's no possibility that I can construct in our association with you a body form that will be separate from the immediacy of the availability of a luminant mind finding new expressions of love within the idea of the very nature of universal mind at any single moment within time. Remember the first 57 minutes we talked about the mind training, and how we had successful candidates that got us up to the 23rd day that suddenly had illuminations of their own mind, and it occurred already because of their determination to see. Look with me. Your determination right now, and I'm looking at you, human, to hold yourself in justification for your objective idea about yourself can be very amply demonstrated by your refusal to simply admit that the causation of all the things that appear to be going out there are only within your own mind, and that you are causing them as you reenact the idea of this separation. You're going to hear this with me? Now we're at the lesson that says, I'm determined to see. Okay? Because the idea that I have been utilizing my determination to justify myself in my idea about who I think I am have inevitably placed me in a correspondent of sequential time where I seem to appear to you as a 77, 78, 82. I understood in my reflection I'm now looked at as an 82-year-old association. How about 1,000 years? How about the last 62 minutes? How about the entire length of the universe? What is it? 14,000 million years. Look at me. What difference is it going to make? Remember what we presented to you about where you find yourself in space-time is where you're going to be. And as you journey out into the universe in quantum perspectives, you discover, much to your amazement, that the closer you get to where you are determined to journey, the less likely you are to begin to get there. This is the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, the idea that you can never use yourself entirely. The old man taught this originally. He taught it as the Jesus uncertainty principle. You want to share this with me? If there's one thing that my Savior Jesus informed me immediately on his entrance into this space-time location was that I didn't belong here. Shows up here, he says, you're not from here. Okay. While you brought that light with you when you came, this is not your home. Yet when you try to reach heaven or something out there, you discover the closest you get to a relationship of your idea of location in space-time, in its instant availability, when you arrive there, it's gone. Listen, the only thing that's not gone is who? You. So instead of struggling in the idea of the speed of light, in the relative association of time, I am determined within my own mind to release the defense that I'm employing against you, okay, in body form, whether friend or enemy, because I have arrived in my own illumination at the certainty that you and I are going to communicate instantaneously our ideas about ourselves. Practice. I will do them. I told them that I would do lessons in the idea that you and I are not communicating in its entirety, as we're doing right now, as we did just then, at the moment of the idea that we share the solution. The moment of the idea, the time, lasted but a moment in our mind and did not affect in any way the entirety of all of the figures that appeared to be out there that caused us conflict about what we really are. So, the mind training of the Course from that last 57 minutes just for 12 more minutes to discover the entirety of the necessity of forgiving your enemy. Listen. So remember 19? It was an invasion of privacy, wasn't it? Because minds are joined. This was not particularly attractive to you, and in fact, you looked at it as an invasion of your privacy, and I mean that. Yet it is a fact that there are no private thoughts. And despite your initial resistance to this idea, once you accepted in your own mind, your forgiveness of the idea of yourself will be much improved, very simply because you'll ask for the help of God. Now, I'm determined to see. Listen. Lesson number 20. It's a key lesson. We've been very casual, but now we're going to get serious. This approach has been intentionally, very carefully planned in your mind training. We have not lost sight of the crucial importance of the reversal of your thinking. Look, the salvation of the world depends on it. Yet you will not see if you regard yourself perhaps as being coerced, and if you give in to the resentment and opposition. I'm back for a second, because all I can really do is offer you through my own illumination that everything you're doing in your own perspective is totally meaningless. That you're going to be whole and perfect as you were created, all right? And that all of the power of that decision is given to you whether you like it or not. And in the undoing of your concept, you need do nothing to realize it. And I have invaded your privacy, and perhaps you intend to predict and predict the outcome that you wanted in your own mind, rejecting your determination to see in the new perspective of yourself. Listen, this is our first attempt to introduce structure. Don't misconstrue it as an effort to exert force or pressure on you, because I assure you that it is. Why? You want salvation. You want to be happy. You want peace. You do not have them now because your mind is totally undisciplined. Look, and you cannot distinguish between joy and sorrow and pleasure and pain and love and fear. But you are now learning how to tell them apart, and great indeed will be your reward. Listen in this determination now, very simply. Your decision to see is all that vision requires. What you want is yours. Listen. Do not mistake the little effort that is asked of you for an indication that our goal is of little worth. Look, can the salvation of the world be a trivial purpose? And can the world be saved if you are not? Look, God has one Son, and He is the resurrection, and He is the life, and His will is done, because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth. In your determination to see is vision given you. Jesus, my Savior Jesus, just appeared with me now in the idea of the lesson I just gave you. That was the New Testament. I just offered you my certainty that you can be reborn again in the illumination of your mind by His direction and the power of our mind to decide we don't want this, but we would rather have the alternative. As you remember the structure of our Course in Miracles through the Saviorship of Jesus comes from outside of this framework of continuum and is increasing the intensity that will shorten the amount of time that you thought was necessary to resolve the conflict of power that you thought was out there. In the mind training of the miracle, the more you have been able to recognize that the conflict was only within your own mind, the more joy and happiness and love we will offer each other, okay, in the idea of the teachers of God, in the responsibility we have accepted individually within our own mind, that peace through the love of ourself for God is possible in our identities of ourself at any single moment in all of space and time. Now, did it take some discipline? Yes. Did the workbook from the satellite say, did you practice the lesson for today? Gee, I forgot. That's all right. Take the message of practice out with you around this continuum of time. Remember that the fundamental lesson you have learned from me, that the relative association of your invention of time and the entirety of the inclusion of your own illuminate mind in everything that you see out there cannot not illuminate the world through your own self-discovery. Practice a little light with me. In that lesson 19, that lesson 20, when you finally have decided the hell with it, shall I practice that bit? I've had enough of this. I don't know whether the practice of this workbook in being allowed to change my mind on a continuing basis is available to me. But somewhere within my perspective of the reasonable idea that I have formulated myself in self-identity of what I want to be or appear to be within this continuum of time. The power of decision can be mine and recognized as mine exclusively in what I want to see. Because the reasonableness of the idea, be it through resolution of conflict or the release and the discovery of love, are very simply the idea that it's an idea. Practice our course. In my mind, everything is an idea. Will you say it with me? I have an idea. You want to practice a little love with me? The success that I have had in training my mind in a systematic way have revealed to me, as it has revealed to you, the love that we're feeling for each other. I've seen practicers like to go out in the world and they say, I am practicing the unconditionality of love. Most of us were never very successful at that because we tried to objectify it outside of ourselves. Let's recognize the conditionality of the possession of love that we are determined to express to our brother so that we can see in the possession of ourself of love is also contained the possession of all the hate and all the pain and all the loneliness that are a part of a memory that I have about myself projected into a future reference there, so that I carry within my parameter of consciousness all the love that I feel for you, and along with it, all of the pain and loss and loneliness that we attempt to share together to love one another. I have learned on a continuing basis from this workbook that the light that we can share in contingencies of what was previously objective within our own mind of containment of light actually can utilize the power of light where the substitution for what we thought we were in the idea that out there there was some of our evilness, some of our hate, some of our loss. We're actually only in our own mind. And our decision to give them away has been successful in our forgiveness. Because in the act of utilizing the power of giving that comes from God, we discover that in that moment of giving, although it may have appeared to contain all of the conflict of both love and pain and loneliness and death, all that remained in the giving was love, which is with us eternally, rather than pain and death that was always over and gone within our own memory of the idea. How's that for another 27 minutes? How fast that was. Remember, in this mind training going on, that the world is already over. We're simply speeding up the idea of the availability of the here and now. That would be true because God, the power of mind, is going with us wherever we go. And we have discovered in this true reflection who we really are in our love for each other. You did leave this continuum. You have come back with me now for a moment to teach this mind training for a course. We're going to use the power of God because the power of God is what we are as we say together. God bless us, each and every one. Stand by for that. Here we are. The relative idea that you would let me teach, the idea of the immediacy of communication, I'm speaking as master teacher to you for a moment, is fascinating to me in the procedure of the science investigation of the immediacy of communication in the lesson that we found in 23. Shall I do it just for a moment with you? See, that first 27 minutes began to contain ideas of the admission that we are holograms. As difficult as that might be to those of you who refuse to construct yourself on continuing alternations of yourself in space-time, the simple fact of the matter is that the reflections of light out in the universe are actually pictures of the entirety of what appeared to be separate galaxies in the idea of the containment of energy of who you are or want to be in the lesson we were about to do in your determination within your own hologram, since you are only meeting yourself somewhere in the drama that you're playing. Why not decide to meet yourself, and this is the mind training, in an association where you begin to recognize in the drama of yourself someone who you previously was not particularly attracted to within your own mind? You are becoming more and more happy with the idea that he can participate with you in the reflection of light that continues to reorganize itself in the idea of a hologram. Is this a good idea with you? I'm going to show you a picture of it. I'm curious to see how you would organize yourself. Let's do it this way first. This is called complex quantum ideas of energy association that leads you to hologram demonstrations of the idea that any drama or organization in all of space-time being played out in your mind is actually a part of the story you're telling yourself within any location in space-time, and that the demonstration of it, while it may involve the idea of the mass of energy in any location, we call this the black hole, that emerges and extends what we term forever, although it appears to be a flat universe, is finally much more easily organized by the idea that this is a hologram. My entire teaching is this, my dear one. If you are in conflict of mind anywhere in the universe, and you ask for and agree on a solution of anyone who would appear as a messenger from outside of your framework to increase the harmony you wanted to express in your own mind, he is available to you. Are you hearing that? This is an advanced idea in our teaching of A Course, that you have been successful in your own illumination of body form, and in fact, have left this entirely. The New Testament of Jesus Christ is the fact that he reappears for a moment in what we call transfiguration of body form, okay, as the resurrected mind, as I'm performing right here and now for you in this hologram, so that I can actually appear, look with me, and you and I, in this course, will begin to share stories of history about our association in space-time with figures of body form that appear to be separate within our own mind, so that within that matrix we found some correspondence in the idea of our own reflection of mind, only to see, you might as well hear this with me, in who was previously my friend, oh, I suddenly see him in a different reflection of my own mind, and I'm not at all happy with the idea of what I'm now seeing in my own hologram of participation with myself, all right? This is a little deviation because it's important in this lesson that's going to get to 23, that you begin to recognize that the figure out there is going to be you without any necessity to identify yourself in the entropy of the power of light, but simply to release it so a new reflection of light will enter in. Let's try it about the holograph universe in this mind training. Just take a minute. Ask anyone what the physical world is made of, and you're likely to be told that it's matter and energy. New associations of form of ourself indicate that this may not actually be so. An astonishing theory called the holographic principle holds that the universe is like a hologram, just as a trick of light allows a fully three-dimensional image to be received on a flat piece of film, our seemingly three-dimensional universe could be completely equivalent to alternative quantum fields and physical laws painted on a distant, vast surface. Look, the physicalness of a black hole, immensely dense concentrations of mass, provides a hint that the principle might be true. Studies of black holes show that although it defies common sense, listen, the maximum entropy or information content of any region of space is defined not by its volume, but by its surface area. My goodness. Physicists hope that this surprising finding is a clue to the ultimate theory of reality, because in the perspective that you're at, the idea of the possibility of entropy, or the idea that you can use up in your black hole all that you think you're seeing out there, very simply because it's circumscribed in your need to hold on to the conflict of what you think you are, may not be true. Did you forget what a black hole was? Okay, in my certainty, a black hole is nothing but the intensity of the energy a trillion times more powerful in the idea of light, which immediately then begins to expand out into the universe. in the New Testament with Jesus, and now my illumination, we teach it as a very dark moment within your own mind, when you came in asking for the solution within your own mind and couldn't find it, so that the energy of power that you are employing to deny your own illumination could not occur in the death of you, which kept you into the black hole, but in the life of you, which expands outwardly in the idea of the expansion of the universe. A 4-minute reminder about what the black hole is. Listen. Here's about black holes. A central player in their development is the black hole. Black holes are consequences of general relativity. Albert Einstein, his geometric ideas of theory of gravity. In this theory, gravitation arises from the curvation of space-time, which makes objects move as if they were pulled by a force. Conversely, the curvature is caused by the presence of matter and energy. According to Einstein's equation, a sufficiently dense concentration of matter or energy will curve space-time so extremely that it rents, forming a black hole. The laws of relativity forbid anything that went into a black hole from coming out again, at least within the classic non-quantum description of the physics. Now listen, the point of no return, called the event horizon of the black hole, is of crucial importance. In the simplest case, the horizon is a sphere whose surface area is larger for more massive black holes. That's as far as I'm going to go with it, because I'm going to give you the solution within the power of your own mind to decide with me if you want it to be so. In the fundamental idea of what I am teaching you in regard to my own illumination and my direction of the ideas that we can find correspondence in space-time, are fundamentally and basic the idea that all of space-time lasted just for a moment in your mind. This is from our course, with no effect on eternal life at all. So that each moment, and this is our whole new idea of what the Big Bang actually is, each moment in all of space-time, we are collapsing and extending, and collapsing and extending. Now, the relative association of the idea that all of space-time is going on all the time, this was the lesson 23 that I was going to do, will give me within my own concept of myself observations of the conflict of dark light that I cannot not feel in my own relative idea that I am emerging from space-time. And if I am determined to continue in the causal loop to bring myself back into this association, such will it be with me. But you listen, in the training of my mind to an alternative, when I feel the conflict of a moment that I have justified from my own location, when I release it, I feel the light, are you going to hear me, that then converts the light that was in my black hole. See if I can teach the idea of time relativity. That allows me to escape from the black hole before I went into it. I'm going to try that with you. In entropy, the idea that you can escape from the consequences of your own mind is actually literally impossible, because it will be a previous reference to where you located yourself in the black hole, and you'll remain within that parameter of consciousness. How, what am I offering you? The moment you release the attack and defense mode of your own mind, you convert a light idea of ideas about yourself in dark form that over the next 1,000 years would have resulted in the recognition that this association of pain and death was resolved 1,000 years from now. I really love to teach it when you begin to experience me. This is called A Course in Miracles. At any moment, if I don't defend myself, look, I'm not going to see something out further than me. That's the reflection of what I was. The mind training has showed me that at that instant, I may feel moments of pain, but that's the space in time where the resolution of my conflict can be made. If I defend myself, I am attacked by the enclosure that I perpetuate in the idea that I can be located in space-time. I then suffer the consequences of it in location. I appear to experience entropy, or the using up of that light formulation, whether it be in a blaze of light or in a circling idea of 1 billion years, and I'm gone. Here's my problem. You listen to me now, teacher, coming from outside of this parameter of time. All of the power of the universe is given to you. There is nowhere where you can suffer within your own mind the idea of separation, except as it's occurring right here. I have returned from outside of this parameter of time and am increasing in you the necessity for the release of the objective identifier that you use in what we term dark light in order to represent yourself in this body form. Shall I be the old man for a moment, Master Teacher? This is why, as you're viewing me now in this new time frame, I don't get sick, I can't get old, and I don't die. Listen to me. I can appear here. This is all from Jesus. I can appear here. Remember he said he's coming back? He's back. This is a new world of the discovery of yourself. I can occur in any association of objective reality of what you think reflections of ourselves are. And we can offer each other new association in space-time that release the conflict that we previously held on to determine to dissolve ourselves in the black hole. Yet when we release the defense of light, we discover an association of objectivity that might not have been available to us for 1,000 years. Do you see that? Now, there, I saw in your quantum identity, you recognize me here, so it's not necessary for me to journey out there in order to find you. Listen, this is the Heisenberg uncertainty pinch, Niels Bohr. If I attempt to find you out there in my location, I can get very, very, very close to you, but when I finally reach where you should be, it's impossible that you be there. Because the truth of the matter is, anywhere I go in space-time, I will take myself. And since I am determined then to represent myself, this is the whole idea of these videos that we just showed each other today, in the idea of time, I can allow all of the accumulation of the idea of black holes or the concept that I have in my own self about my idea about myself all come in a devastating moment into my mind, because I am certain that the idea that I was separated from eternal life and all of the love that we're feeling now and our escape from what appeared to be the velocity of life was nothing but the admission that the manifestation of the power of alternative could occur within our own minds. And the science idea that you're not going to have to include yourself in the drama of who you think you are in loneliness and in loss and in pain are not a part of your own individual determination to love will disallow you ever to see the necessity for the conversion of your mind contained within you. And that's how we got to lesson 22 in this workbook of A Course in Miracles, so that we could reach lesson 23 in the determination that the new hologram of ideas of light will be individual associations in the idea of body form who don't suffer conflict with each other, so that the stories we tell ourselves within the hologram or the idea of separation formulate matrixes of energy of light that demonstrate continually re-ideas in our own mind in what we want to see ourselves as in the procedure of how we're identifying our self-identity in space-time. Listen to me as master teacher for a moment outside of time. The power that you're employing within your own mind to identify yourself as that little infinitesimally small containment within your own mind for fear, you listening, of the power of recognition of yourself is why you're in space-time. And in fact, why you experience what appears to be termination. Look, this is all now from Jesus. There is no death. You're free. There's no way that you can continue to constitute in your own mind the idea of your own termination. It can appear to be successful because you've used up the energy. The simple truth of the matter is you have nowhere to go. Anywhere you appear within space-time, listen, you will have brought the light with you from outside of this parameter into where you find yourself. Very quickly now, we have to complete these last couple of lessons because this was the success that registered in our Course in Miracles. Listen. Here's the practice period, the situation you're in, the idea of anger. Search your mind for the idea of past, present, and anticipation of anger, because the anger can take the form of any reaction from mild irritation to rage. The degree of emotion experienced doesn't matter. You'll become increasingly aware of the conflict you feel in your own mind because it's a form of vengeance. And now I want you to share with me, that was 22, is the idea that you can hold within your own mind. Here's the key lesson. It's going to be posted for you in the new continuum. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. The idea for today contains the only way out of fear that will ever succeed, and nothing else will work, and everything else is meaningless. But this cannot fail. Why? Every thought you have makes up some segment of the world you see. It is with your thoughts then that we must work if your perception of the world is to be changed. Look, if the cause of the world you see is attack thoughts, you must learn that it is these thoughts which you don't want. There's no point in lamenting the world. There's no point in trying to change the world. It is incapable of change because it's merely an effect. But there is indeed a point in changing your thoughts about the world. Here, the thoughts are changing and the whole cause of yourself will change and it will be automatically. Listen once more. The world you see is a vengeful world and everything in it is a symbol of vengeance. Each of your perceptions of external reality is a pictorial representation of your own attack thoughts. One could well ask if this can be called seeing. Is not fantasy a better word for such a process, and hallucination a more appropriate term for the result? Look, You see the world that you have made, but you do not see yourself as the image maker. You cannot be saved from the world, but you can escape from its cause. This is what salvation means. For where is the world you see when its cause is gone? Here, vision already holds a replacement for everything you think you see now. Loveliness can light your images and so transform them that you love them, even though they were made of hate, for you will not be making them alone, very simply because the reflection of the new light that you'll see in this hologram of the idea of the love that we have found together has shown you the perfection of the immediacy of our association, that when we came from out of time, we immediately met the solution entirely within a story of our own mind. So everywhere we now look in the world, we are beginning to recognize the entirety of the solution because we came here with the solution in our mind. Thank you. It's called the Course in Miracles of Transformation. And it's very true, and it has been experienced, and I want to thank you with all my heart and mind with the admission that I knew you felt some conflict about this, but that you finally felt the conflict in your own mind, and we share that resolution of love together. Can you see that? Now, these 2-hour segment of the idea that all time is going on all the time alleviate the necessity within the hologram that you need to identify beginnings and end. Simply let them collapse and we'll formulate joyous association of correspondences in our mind where everyone is invited to participate because we love each other with the certainty that we are the love that we share through the mind of God. Because God is going with us wherever we go, being contained with holy in ourselves. What a joy as our minds merge into the certainty of who we are in the relative association that all of time is actually over and gone. As we say together, God bless us, each and every one, right here and right now. Your presence at this moment is very evident and indication of your presence at this moment.